The new novel from writing partners Lee Kelly and Jennifer Thorne opens with a decades-long cold case. Comedian Lillian Martin has been dead 40 years, and nobody knows exactly what happened. Martin was a rising star on a late-night comedy sketch show called The Midnight Show. She disappeared after a Valentine's Day episode in the show's volatile third season, and evidence shows that she either jumped or was pushed from the Williamsburg Bridge. Telling the story in modern times is journalist Madeline Cohen, who pitches a story to Rolling Stone to honor Martin's life and legacy and to investigate a comedy industry that she says categorizes, commodifies, and discards funny women. What unfolds after that is a collection of transcripts and other documents from Cohen's interviews with surviving cast members, producers, and friends. It lays bare the ultra-competitive, hard-partying world of New York City comedy in the 1980s, and the whirlwind early days of a show that clearly is modeled on Saturday Night Live. The Midnight Show is a slow-burn mystery with an oral history format that reads like an episode of VH1's Behind the Music. Fans of Taylor Jenkins Reid's Daisy Jones and the Six or Lane Fargo's The Favorites will appreciate the ensemble narrative, which plays especially well on audio. Kelly and Thorne vividly portray hotshot producers and sarcastic stand-up comics. But the mystery of Martin's death hovers in the background and propels the story to a surprising and satisfying finish. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.